This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Ever apply for a job and feel like the resume falls down some kind of wormhole to oblivion? Often there's no communication that you were passed over for the position. But some companies are now trying to deliver their regrets as if the applicants were actually human beings. From Minnesota Public Radio, Annie Baxter reports.
It may sound odd, but John Hagerman wishes he had more rejection letters in his collection. Over the past few years, he's had a couple bouts of unemployment and applied for nearly 250 jobs. A lot of employers never bothered to acknowledge his application.
You kind of feel like, why do I bother? They're not even reading it. I mean, it's obvious they haven't read it. They haven't thought about it.
Hagerman says when hiring managers do respond, it's often months later with a generic form letter, even if he's spent hours meeting with them face to face.
If you're treated like a piece of meat in the process to get hired, what are you going to be treated like after you get the job?
There are some big-name companies out there that have a reputation for having a horrible interview process. And sometimes the bigger the company, the worse it is.
Ann Costello is an executive recruiter with Vention Finance. She helps Fortune 500 companies in Minnesota fill accounting and finance positions. And she's trying to get those firms to have better manners when they spurn candidates. That might mean responding quickly so that applicants aren't strung along, or sending rejection letters that don't sound so hideously generic. Costello says unemployment's high now, but it won't be forever, and companies can't afford to turn off people they may want to hire at a later date.
Employers actually have a brand for how they treat talent and how they treat candidates that come through the system. And your really good candidates are paying attention.
But don't expect hiring managers to explain why they're not picking you. If they do, lawyers like Joe Schmidt will come racing across the room to cover their mouths. Schmidt defends companies in employment cases at the firm Nylund Johnson Lewis. He once had a case where a recruiter tried to help a candidate with earnest feedback by saying,
"We just didn't think that you would be able to manage this job given all of the pressures you have going on at home."
Schmidt says, slip-ups like that, you're pretty much inviting a lawsuit. In St. Paul, Minnesota, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.